How many loves Mary in our house? Mary has some thoughts she wants to share with us, what the Lord's showing you.
This morning, excuse me, as I was thinking about the, I was just thinking about fathers. And I was thinking about, I've been on this earth 86 years, and I want to honor all my spiritual fathers. I've got some that are 30 years old, but they're my spiritual fathers. And the Lord said, I want to honor them today. I want to honor the sin. And he reminded me of the scripture, honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you, that your days on the earth might be long. And so, and Lord's saying, today I'm amazed and happy to see all my people honor their fathers and their mothers, because that's pleasing to him. Well, he told me a long time ago, as you learn to honor them, you learn to honor me.
Right.
So anyway, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all the people that have put into my life all these years, and how blessed I am, and how happy I am for all these wonderful people that the Lord has put in my life, and for the people he's put in your life too. And so thank you, Lord, for each one. Blessing and peace and honor upon us today.
Yeah. My papa raised me right. That's what you do with ladies. You help them up and downstairs. Come on. I know it's Father's Day, but we have been listening to some testimonies about what does love require. Okay, say with me, would you, real quick, for him? Say it out loud, would you, for him? We're going to know him, love him, live him, and share him. And we are right now on love, loving him. And Marcia has been having some wonderful opportunities for the Father to love some folks. And so I just want to give voice to what the Father's doing in loving some folks. So, Marcia, why don't you share real quick?
The Lord, you know, as we make this commitment to love others, it comes through us. And so he does things to us to get it through us. And what he's been opening up to me, along with Pastor, is he's taking out a lot of garbage, a lot of things that I learned in a denomination that I grew up in, things that were traditional, things that were not the way God intended them to be. In order for me to love people that came to me by his hand, and they told me, I don't believe in your God. I don't believe in his Bible. I believe that sin was made up by man so that they could troll each other.
You're saying there's a person who's come into your life who's told you this, that they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the Bible, believe that sin was made up by the church to control their lives.
Yes.
So this person has said this to you.
Yes.
So did you say they're going to burn in hell forever?
No. I didn't say it, but I was going, oh, what do I say? And I didn't say anything. I didn't. I just let her talk and let her tell me, you know, where all these things came from. And I asked her about it. And the reason why she was at my home is because she needed healing. And she had come for prayer. It was like, okay, I don't get this. Because what she also shared with me is what she learned, what she knew, was that by your own mind, you can heal yourself. that if you can picture it, you can be healed. And so, again, I'm just going, okay, why is she at my house? She doesn't need me. And so I prayed with her. And this gal, bless her heart, she had cancer on her feet. She had fibrous tumors on the bottom of her feet, on tendons. For 5 weeks, she crawled around her house because she could not walk. The pain was that bad. Her cousin actually told her to get a hold of me, and I would pray for her. And so I told her, I said, I'm amazed at all these things that you have told me today. I am. And I'm not going to take my Bible and say, well, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. What I'm going to say is Jesus loves you. And today, he wants to heal you. And today, he wants to make himself real to you. So I prayed for her. I got down on my knees. I had her bare her feet, and I could feel those tumors in her feet, which they told her they could do surgery, but it would probably not stop them from growing. And so we prayed, and I asked her immediately, I said, how does your feet feel? And, well, about the same. I said, well, let's pray again. So we prayed again. And this time when I prayed, I just said, Daddy, you know the situation. You take care of it. And since that time, she has come back to have prayer for her back. She strained it at work. She hurt her hip. She's had prayer for that. Every single time, God has met her need. And she sent me a text. Yes. Amen. She sent me a text. She said, I cannot believe it. The fibrous tumors are gone. They are completely gone. She said, I have this stuff I'm supposed to be putting on. And so she said, they're gone. They're completely gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And she sent me another text later after praying for her. And she said, God is really who he says he is. I think I just couldn't remember that because I had gotten so far away from him. And so the last time she was at my home, she accepted a Bible. She accepted a devotional. And my love to her. And I told her that what I learned from her was Daddy doesn't need my help. And so many times we have learned to put ourselves in between him and what he's doing with that person that is standing in front of us. By our opinions, by our thoughts, by what we've been brought up in, what we're supposed to do. And he doesn't need a mediator. He will bring them to you. He will take you to them. He's bringing people into our lives that need him so bad. And Thursday, when our worship team was doing the days of praise, she was there. And she brought her cousin, who was like, I don't want anything to do with this. And I'm like, oh, Lord, here comes another one. This is just so cool. So the Lord adds to his kingdom. And we just do what love requires. Just be there.